Showing 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The Dewline links to the U.S. Air Force accident report on the Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor that crashed at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida last November. Basically, the $149.6 million aircraft was lost due to chafed wiring. This leaves the USAF with 184 production jets remaining, plus two test aircraft. Tail 4013, which used to be assigned to Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, was one of the oldest Raptors in the USAF arsenal. And the Aerial View observes that the Israeli unmanned systems industry looks to be getting a boost from the country's discovery of huge offshore gas reserves, which, not surprisingly, are under threat even before exploitation. Also not surprising, UAVs are being drafted in to monitor the region, being excellent long-endurance adjuncts to traditional naval surface and air patrols, sparking much touting for business by their suppliers. Last week, we asked for your thoughts on UAVs. 51% of you said it's the future of aviation. 32% said it's to remain a niche military asset, and 17% called UAVs an aerospace pariah. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Ryanair is about to lock horns again with Europe's media on the issue of safety. There is no doubt that the Irish budget carrier has an adversarial relationship with the Fourth Estate, which acts as if it has a default suspicion that fares cannot be low without corner cutting on safety. So, whenever there is an incident involving Ryanair, reporters look for evidence that its policies have led to safety compromises. David Learmount writes, as Flight Global's operations and safety editor, I have just spent a couple of days with Ryanair looking over operations systems and practices, which I last did in 2007, when I was researching a feature about the stresses modern pilots face, especially those in low-cost carriers. Now, Ryanair has a fleet more than three times the size it was then, and six times as many bases. The operations department still runs a very tight ship, reviewing every delay, even those of 3 minutes or less. But it now has more sophisticated operations computer systems to do it. Likewise, the pilot's ops interface, CrewDoc, is far more capable now than then, and easier to navigate. German investigators have opened an inquiry after a fire destroyed an Antonov AN-12 freighter at Leipzig-Halle Airport. Images show that the four-engine transport's fuselage was completely gutted. The aircraft had been loaded with chickens. The fire closed the airport for around 50 minutes from 2:08 a.m., says the airport's operator, as emergency services, including 15 large fire response vehicles and 60 personnel, attended the scene. German investigation authority BFU says the aircraft was Ukrainian registered, but under local laws is unable to release any operator or airframe identification data. Initial indication, says BFU, says the incident occurred as the aircraft was being prepared for departure, but its planned route has yet to be confirmed. One of EasyJet's Airbus A320s sustained cowling damage to one of its engines shortly after takeoff from Milan Malpensa, forcing a return to the airport. The aircraft had been operating flight 2715 to Lisbon on August 12th when, according to the carrier, it suffered a technical issue with one of its CFM International CFM56 engines. EasyJet says the aircraft landed safely using both engines. None of the 174 passengers and six crew was injured. Although Boeing executives have declared the issue behind them, Poland's LOT is still pursuing compensation claims over delays caused by the four-month 787 grounding earlier this year. The airline appears to be using diplomatic channels to keep pressure on the U.S. manufacturer. In an August 7th meeting, Poland's Treasury Minister Vladimir Karpinski raised the issue of LOT's claim for compensation from Boeing with U.S. Ambassador to Poland Stephen Mull, the ministry says in a statement. The U.S. ambassador said that this issue is the subject of talks between the two companies and hope that it will result in a proposed solution acceptable to both parties, the statement adds. The disclosure that LOT is continuing to pursue the claim conflicts with statements by Boeing Chief Financial Officer Greg Smith last month. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has launched a team to Birmingham, Alabama to investigate the crash of a UPS Airbus A300-600 freighter this morning. UPS confirms that two crew members were on board the flight, but could not say if they survived the incident. The incident on UPS Flight 1354 from Louisville, Kentucky, took place on approach into Birmingham Airport at 6:11 Eastern Time, says UPS. The aircraft crashed as it was on approach to Runway 18.